This is Senator Al Simpson. With the democratic flowering of Eastern Europe, the West faces a new challenge, whether to restrict or allow high technology transfers to the Soviets. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when the Soviets welded their Iron Curtain together 40 years ago, the West set up a 17-nation coordinating council to be certain that highly sensitive technology was not exported to the East. With the sweeping changes in Eastern Europe, many of our Western allies are now threatening to abandon the COCOM Council if they're not allowed to export high-tech products. They say the process is outdated and much too restrictive, but Pentagon officials warn us that these exports pose a very real threat to our nation's defense. Ted, there is little doubt that many of our export restrictions need to be reformed, and the changes in Europe give us a perfect time to do that. But let's not allow a greedy lust for new markets to sacrifice the peace and security that our fine free enterprise society has produced.
Al, I don't want to shock you too much, but the Cold War is over. You can stop fighting it now. You still sound like the Japanese soldier who emerged from a cave on Okinawa and didn't realize World War II had ended. No one questions the need for reasonable control on exports to the Soviet Union to protect our national security. But President Bush is missing a real opportunity by retaining excessive restrictions not needed after the dramatic changes in Eastern Europe. The chronic Cold War mentality of the White House is penalizing new democracies in Eastern Europe for no good reason. President Bush says he wants to be generous in making American aid and know-how available to Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and other nations. Yet he blocks exports of telephones, computers, and other U.S. aid that can get those countries on their feet. It's a new ball game out there, Al. Come out of your cave. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.